I knew.
What is this past 24 hours or whatever it's been, 20 hours been like for you?
Lack of a better word, it has sucked. But I'm proud of this football team. I mean, we proved a lot of people wrong this year. We worked hard. We did a lot of good things this year, so we have nothing to hang our head down about.
What do you think the future holds for this team?
I think the future's bright. I think we showed this year that we made a huge jump from last year, and I think if we just keep, you know, bringing in guys that do the right things, and that we have all 11 guys, you know, completing their assignments and just doing their job, you know, we've got a lot of great things we can accomplish in the future.
How do you convince the guys, the younger guys in particular, that these opportunities you need to take advantage of? And you're an embodiment of the one that's been around and has only had a couple of cracks.
I mean, I think they understand it now. I mean, you know, season's over. You know, I told them before the game yesterday, it's do or die. There is no tomorrow when you get these opportunities. So, you know, they're seeing it now that we felt like we had an opportunity to do a lot of special things this year in the weeks to come. And, you know, now we'll never know what could have been. So hopefully they understand it. As a young guy, it's hard to grasp the fact that, you know, you're in the playoffs this year. That doesn't guarantee you'll be that next year. So hopefully they'll get that.
Is there anything more as you get older in your career, knowing that those opportunities are few and far between?
Thank you. Yeah, it hurts. You know, like I said, as a young guy, you think these opportunities are going to come around all the time just because you're on a good team. And as an older guy, you start to understand that these opportunities come few and far in between. So it's hard to have put in all the work. A lot of us made personal sacrifices to help this team win this year. And now you've got to look forward to a whole nother year before you can get back to that opportunity. So it's tough.
What about this team, if anything, makes you think that it has staying power? And it's not just, you know, as you said, it's so hard to get back. What makes you think that this could be a team that gets back next year?
Well, I think the way that we work, I think that's the biggest key to it. I think it's our mental attitude, both mentally and being physically tough as well. But just the way this team works, I mean, you know, we started in OTAs, in the off-season training. You saw it through training camp, and even during the season, even as late in the season we were still going full speed ahead. So I think the way we work is a big testament of what was, you know, the biggest reason for our success.
Boom, boom, back to the grid. You played multiple positions and roles. Is this the most you've done as a player in your career this season?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of study in the playbook, that's for sure. So, but like I said, we've got many guys on this team that have made personal sacrifices in order to do whatever we can to help this team win, and I'm no different. You know, there's a lot of things that I had to learn and do things a little bit different this year, and even some things that I thought were outside my element but worked out for our team in order to help us win.
Hey, Rob, some of the players talked about, you know, rather than just trying to forget about this game, maybe using it as motivation, maybe even talking about it. Would you agree with that assessment?
I think you have to. Anytime something bad happens to you, it's, you know, it's not necessarily about that point in time. It's about what you do moving forward. So we do have to use this as motivation next year. This is a taste in our mouth that we need to keep there and make sure that guys remember how this felt.
Brian, teams are always looking to get younger. Do you expect to be back next year? And would you like to be back?
I sure hope so. I'm going to do everything on my end to hopefully be back next year. But we all know the NFL is a business, and we've seen a lot of great players and a lot of good players get you know, released and moved from teams, but that's out of my control, man. All I can do is move forward and control what I control, and understand that God has a plan for me.
Do you feel your play warranted that you should definitely be back next year? Or do you feel good about your season?
I feel good about my season. I think my D-line coach has felt good about the way I've played this year. You know, I think there's a lot of things that I did that are going to go under the radar, but I think the coaches are going to see that helped us win. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I understand it's a business, and they've got to do what they got to do to move forward.
What kind of impact has Coach Zimmer had, not only on you as a player, but on this team?
Well, I think the biggest thing he's done is just mentally he's made us all smarter players. You know, understanding not only his defense, but understanding offenses, the mindset of their protections, of, you know, route combinations, all that type of stuff. I think he's just made us a smarter football team.